will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Wednesday, everybody. Crab Diving Live, streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. Thanks for listening, whether you downloaded us as a podcast. Hold the fuck on, dog. Jesus. Whether you've downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcast app, whether you're listening to the reruns on the Crab Diving Network streaming 24/7, or whether you're listening live, hey, what's up? You get to listen to Shelby bitch that I haven't given her contour yet.
Give her a treat, man. I mean,
20, Jesus. 30 seconds after it happens. You know what there's I mean? A delay.
Right. Give her a treat. She's hungry.
Sorry.
This dog is anxious.
Thanks for buying shit also through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon. We get a wee commission. Doesn't cost you fuck. Just helps us out here. And we're on X. You can X us. Exhalate us.
X this, baby.
X-ray us. X whatever
don't
us.
Don't do that. That's bad for you. That's radiation, isn't it?
You can call us sick fucks,
okay?
If you like, do you know that reference?
No, you sick fucks, sick fucks. I'm a sick fuck. What is it?
One second.
Oh shit! Oh,
I wasn't that prepared.
Oh, it's just what? I know what this
is? I'm saving this for later.
Oh fuck!
It's just a story today.
Oh, okay, perfect. Oh, about the Republican.
Trump is characteristic of the propaganda techniques of fossil fuel.
You retweeted
Senator Merkley.
Didn't you?
Thank you.
Are you going to call me a sick fuck?
It's Senator Merkley's time.
That, of course, is John Kennedy.
God damn. I didn't know that was coming. Holy shit.
Are you going to call me a sick fuck?
What is happening?
I'm not 100% sure.
Shit. Sick fuck.
Let me see if I've got the here's the story because they'll say the lead in to
okay.
it. This is Senator John Kennedy, of course, a cartoon character from Louisiana.
Nine.
He was this is the guy's performance art questioning for
right
is a professor over a post that he retweeted.
Yes.
In which some climate protesters called Senator Joe Manchin a sick fuck.
Well, he is, isn't he? I mean, he really is a sick fuck.
And this guy didn't even say it. He retweeted it.
Oh, yeah. Well, so what?
Kennedy's like, you gonna call me a sick fuck?
Yes! Oh, I sure, why
well,
not,
Senator,
John?
Now that you mention it.
Jeez. What's wrong with that, though?
I'm getting Morph Market ads again on the... I'm looking
what
at
is
a,
it?
The largest marketplace of reptiles, amphibians, and invertebrates in the world, Ryan.
Oh, my God. Why is this part of the economy? Why are you allowed to sell reptiles? That is so insane. What is wrong with us? You can't sell. There shouldn't be a market to sell snakes or weird fucking animals, and you shouldn't breed fucking dogs and shit.
This is a budget committee hearing.
Okay.
You gonna call me a sick fuck?
Yeah. God.
Regarding fossil fuel industry, the Louisiana lawmaker questioned Dr. Jeffrey Supron regarding a post that he shared on X where an activist confronted Manchin. Back in March, Manchin was confronted by a group of climate activists at Harvard,
yes,
where one protester called him a sick fuck before he was forcibly removed from the room. The protester, not Manchin.
Okay.
was forcibly removed. Oh, we might be able to hear that.
Okay. Joe Manchin sold our futures and he's gotten rich doing it. You sick fuck. How dare you?
You're a sick fuck, Joe. So what? Joe Manchin is a sick fuck. I feel okay saying that. I'm not bothered by saying that. Can you say that without being bothered? I mean,
no.
Of course not.
Well, I mean, it depends on the context, but this was
Joe funny. Manchin is a sick fuck in general, isn't he?
So this is the guy saying, may I clarify one final point? These are not my tweets, these are retweets.
Yeah.
And Kennedy says, oh, you often retweet stuff you don't support? Is that what you're telling me, Doc? And Sue Pran says, I did not say I do not support this. I simply did not tweet it, which is what you were alleging.
Yes.
I'd like to make very clear that this form of character assassination is characteristic of propaganda techniques, at which point Kennedy interrupts and says, you retweeted it, didn't it? Didn't you? Are you going to call me a sick fuck?
Yeah, come on.
What is characteristic of the propaganda techniques
you
of fossil fuel?
You retweeted
Senator Merkley.
Didn't you?
Thank you.
Are you going to call me a sick fuck?
It's Senator Merkley's time.
You know what? You know why I like this? Good job finding this clip.
It's all over. You can't miss it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it because it makes me think of the good old days of Louis Gohmert. Do you know what I mean? I mean, when it all...
A senator. They're supposed to be, you know, more sane than
Ron Johnson.
Those batshit droolers down in the House.
Tuberville. That's a different time, though.
Well, yeah.
Ron Johnson, Tuberville. Senator. Is this person a senator? I always forget. Michelle Bachmann?
No, she was a
rep.
She was a House rep.
No more. Okay, okay. There's some more, though, that are really, I mean.
Well, Lindsay?
Yeah, okay. But also, this is worth bringing up, he was nearly as close as you could get to becoming a senator, but not. Herschel Walker. With a runoff election. Yeah. With a runoff.
I thought you were going to say David Duke.
Might
as well.
Yeah, that's true, though. Didn't what's his name? That horrible pitcher. Who got Boston its first World Series win with the bloody sock? The horrible anti-Semitic, anti-Arab racist Curt Schilling.
Curt
yes.
Schilling.
Lost all that money in a gaming company. Sad. That guy was almost a senator. He was going to take out Elizabeth Warren for a Senate seat, right?
You're right.
I don't know.
Are you going to call me a sick fuck?
That's a good one. Thank you, Senator. Thank you.
Headlines over to the commie pinko liberal.
Iffy
HuffPo. Okay. I'm switching from Apple to PC when I do the show. So
is that legal?
I get a little verklempt every once in a while.
You know what I hate? Numbers.
With buttons I'm pressing.
Numbers. That program that's
Mac. You meant just in general.
Oh yeah, them. Oh, I hate them. But these
I hate
numbers,
your maths and numbers and counting
call
and shit.
Me a sick fuck. Numbers, the Excel version for Apple or whatever.
Not
it is.
The chapter in the Bible.
Oh, I love that one. That's a good one. I don't know what's in it, but boy, probably some good shit. Yeah, it sucks. I hate it.
Numbers
so much.
Is the Excel of
it sucks.
Of
garbage.
Apple?
I can't.
Well, yeah, the word equivalent is
how do I open
not great
it?
Either.
Can I ask you something?
Which
how do
is
I
why I use Word for Apple and,
right.
and Excel for Apple.
God, I how do I open it in a PC without getting all fucking pissed off? I hate it. Shame.
The HuffPo headline saith big headline.
You gonna call me a sick fuck?
Arizona lawmakers vote to repeal near total abortion ban. Meanwhile, isn't today the day that today's the day that our abortion ban takes effect here at 6 weeks when many don't know they're even pregnant?
Why are we having any laws thought up by that guy who is our governor?
Well, exactly.
I mean this guy is the dumbest guy.
He's termed out, so he's going to do as much fucking damage as he can do before he is out. And Mark my words, I bet they're going to try to pass a law saying there's no more term limits.
Right, or governors have some special powers or something on the way out, you know?
And they'll just want them to stay. Maybe. Maybe.
You know, the idea of anyone wanting Ron DeSantis to, like, stay with them as opposed to leave is amazing. I'm flabbergasted by the thought of that. I mean, get the fuck out of here is the only, I don't know. Jeez.
The Arizona Senate. Repealed the 1864.
Oh, wait. They did good. That's good.
Near total abortion ban that the state Supreme Court greenlighted in a shock ruling last month.
God, fuck these judges. Fuck you.
The state Senate voted to pass the repeal in a close vote 16-14, with two Republicans voting to repeal the near total ban. Only two. So all the Democrats.
Jeez.
And only two Republicans.
Wow. Wow!
Note that down, Arizonans. Aren't insane.
How is this? But originally, this was a Supreme Court decision.
The Arizona Supreme Court.
Yeah. God, did they really have a court there?
Well, yeah.
Jeez,
you can tell who it is,
right?
That vote.
These fucking judges can fuck off. You whores, you. We know. We see you.
A spokesperson for the governor said she will not sign? Wait a minute.
Wait, the governor is Democratic, right?
The state house voted to repeal the ban, and she's expected to sign the repeal soon.
Okay. There you go.
I think they fucked up here.
She wants to repeal the ban.
Right.
See, I've heard her say that.
Oh, they're just saying it's not going to happen today.
Oh, okay.
She's not going to sign it. It's
right.
Just that she's not signing it today.
Why not? I mean, what if somebody needs an abortion?
It probably hasn't gotten
today. Yeah, that's true.
The majority of Republicans were frustrated with Democrats who they claimed were rolling or fast-tracking the bill. There were no initial readings of the bill,
what?
Although State Senator Anna Hernandez read the one-line bill on the floor during discussion.
They are doing the business of government, and some asshole is complaining that it's happening quickly.
Many assholes.
Oh, my God.
Many
fuck
Republican
you.
Assholes.
It's a decision. No. They got the decision right, so they're going to do it. That's how it works, you fucks.
The floor debate over the repeal spurred outbursts from both Democrats and Republicans, as well as people from the public watching the vote from the gallery. One Republican, State Senator Wendy Rogers, we've heard her before, she's insane.
Nine!
Said the 1864 abortion ban got it right. She said life then is the same as life in 2024.
Oh my. Yes, that's so true. That's so true.
State Senator Anthony Kern agreed, adding that the abortion ban predates Arizona's statehood and was the best abortion ban in the nation. That's a quote.
Oh, my
God.
This
was the best ban in the nation.
Here's what I don't give a fucking shit about. What the people of government thought in the 1860s. I don't fucking care. I could give
any
a
of
shit.
Them.
Yeah, fuck them. Fuck them all. Who knows what, I mean, think about medicine back then. Think about the mental illness going on because you walk around with a leech hanging off your nuts. They owned people for most of that decade, right?
Sure. Well, half.
Half of that decade, they owned people.
Well, and it's not like things were lollipops and
yes.
Reach arounds for the black people after.
Right.
After they were emancipated.
And I will say this to our forefathers, fuck yourselves. Every single fucking last one of you lunatics can fuck the fuck off. I don't give a flying fucking fuck about what you think about anything. We have the internet now, you fucks. You slave-owning fucks. I never understand that. Why do people like to say, oh, it's what the forefathers wanted? Who cares? They're dead.
The vote is a huge turning point for abortion rights advocates in the state. The ban will unfortunately still be in effect for a window of time. The ban prohibits nearly all abortions except for when the pregnant person's life is at risk. It also carries a felony punishment of 2 to 5 years in prison for providers. Doctors go to jail. Despite the repeal, the near total abortion ban will go into effect likely as early as June 27th. According to the state's attorney general, the repeal, once signed by the governor, Hobbs, will not go into effect until 90 days after the current legislative session ends.
Fuck this. I hate our government. That is insanity. Fuck you, Arizona.
In past years, the session has ended in late June, but in 2023, the session didn't end until August. So, I mean, there may be a horrific couple of months in Arizona.
Oh.
Imagine. Where it's 1864.
Because of the fucking, I don't know.
You know they will prosecute that instantly. Oh, yeah. As many of them as can.
You gave them a goal, a window. As many up until that window closes. Yeah. That's sadistic that... That is like that. If it is so necessary to repeal this because it's bad, why is there a window? What dumb, slave-owning, idiotic fucking forefather did that one? Jeez. Dumb fucks.
You gotta narrow it down.
But I mean, it's like, it's crazy. Where does that come from?
Why are you gonna call me a sick fuck?
Yes. What did he say about... the Saturday Night Live quote that he said too, that was when he was referencing something. That was a good one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What was that?
I don't remember. Something about exactly.
It was something with Jane Curtin or something.
Oh, Jane, you ignorant slut.
Jane, you ignorant slut. That's a good one too. That's a good
Senator
one too.
Senator from Louisiana.
Senator, boy, let's think about it. Tuberville, Kennedy. Who else is in the South? A senator that fucking sucks. Rick Scott, Marco Rubio. There's no good ones down here.
Right, right.
Not one good one.
Mitch.
Ted Cruz. How could I forget Ted
Mitch McConnell?
He's
Marsha Blackburn.
I thought she was a.
No, she was. Now she's a senator.
Now she's a senator.
Yeah, yeah. I think she would have had the title before Tuberville came in.
You know.
Absolute dumbest fuck in the Senate.
Mm.
And that's saying a lot. And J.D. Vance is there.
God,
J.D.
fucking idiot.
Vance.
He's one of these guys.
A senator.
Him and Tuberville are one of these guys. You know, Zelensky's going to do with all that Ukrainian funding. He's going to buy more yachts. Whatever. They say whatever the Kremlin tells them to say.
That's the headline at the HuffPo. Let's see what's going on at the Drudge.
Woo!
Which used to be the alternative side, but I guess we really should be going to Breitbart or...
I don't know. What do maggots look at?
OAN.
They look at the truth.
Daily Stormer.
9! Oh, yeah. But you can't get that on the internet, right? Because no one wants to host it.
It's on the dark web, I think, now.
How do you even go there, though?
With an onion browser, like Tor.
T-O-R. I don't know that. Okay, cool.
Which is a version what are we doing? What are we using here? Chrome.
Oh, so I have to download
it's a version of Firefox.
Oh, my God. So I have to download a version, something called Onion, as a browser on my fucking
computer. Well, it's TOR, the Onion router, or the Onion something, TOR.
God. Is that to me already sounds so miserable. I'll just stay on this other web. Thank you.
I think it bounces your signal to your end site that you're going to through a bunch of servers worldwide, masking the IP address each time.
Right, right.
So by the time it gets there, it's gone through 3-4 different nodes or whatever that have given it a different IP address.
Holy fucking shit.
To help try to scam. But you're not just you're warning people. You're never really that private.
That's right.
They can find you on the Onion almost as quickly. It'll take a couple minutes longer.
Our forefathers didn't plan on the Onion, you know?
NYC warned of radicalization infiltrating is the headline.
Yes.
New York City officials warned of radicalization infiltrating the city amid ongoing pro-Palestinian protests at different college campuses. This is Newsweek, by the way.
What officials, though?
Right-wingy.
What is this? Is this cop Eric Adams?
They're fucking mayor.
Yes.
During a press conference, New York City Police Department Deputy Commissioner of Deputy Commissioner of Intelligence and Counterterrorism.
Nine!
Rebecca Weiner, it could be Weiner.
Yeah.
Said that there is a concern around radicalization in the city. She stopped short of calling it homegrown terrorism.
Oh, Jesus.
But said officials
Christ.
Were seeing a concerning trajectory among young people.
Don't worry. You can crack skulls soon enough. Don't worry. Calm down.
Oh, here you go. Your buddy, Ryan, Mayor Eric Adams, made a similar comment during a press conference saying, there is a movement to radicalize young people, and I'm not going to wait until it's done and all of a sudden acknowledge the existence of it.
What do you know? First of all, there was a story about him that fucking went away. Some shenanigans this guy was up to. Fuck these cops. They don't give a shit about radicalism. They just want to arrest people. Like,
well, their own.
They don't give a fuck. Yeah, they're radicalism. They want to crack skulls. That's exactly what they're dying to do. They already beat some professor, some guy, tackled him, beat the shit out of him.
Oh, lots of spank bank material for them.
I mean,
they get to cosplay and put on all their armor and they get to go beat the shit out of some libtards. They love it.
Yeah.
Those are your headlines. Yay, this Wednesday. Don't forget to join us. We're not having a show Friday, right?
That's right. That's true.
So Friday, you know, if there's big news, maybe I'll do a little bit of a solo run. But
what if they put Trump in jail for violating a gag?
Then I'll do a show.
You're going to
do a show
one.
Tomorrow, too. We'll go live whenever. Where is it? Oh, here we go. New York City. Yeah. So this is Newsweek, of course, which is,
yes,
you know, a little on the right wingy side, but there are a lot of, there are some crackdowns going on.
Yeah.
Against these, pro-Palestinian, protests. Although, did you see this will piss you off for, about the police.
Yeah.
I think it was LA or somewhere in California. They, it was a peaceful protest. They were like sitting in or whatever, you know, putting up tents or something. And, but no violence.
Right.
Until the pro-Israel people showed up and literally attacked them.
So
the police stood there
and watched,
and
right?
Watched.
And jacked off. Come on, this is crazy.
The allegation that there's lots of witnesses and
I think I'm very disappointed with how the media has covered all these protests, because all they're talking about is how violent these protests have gotten. No one is even thinking about the questions these kids are asking. What
UCLA.
They want.
UCLA.
It is what they want. They want their colleges to not support Israel. No one's talking about that. They're just mad because they're occupying spaces and they're doing things that protesters do when they fucking want something that they're not getting.
University of California, Los Angeles canceled classes today after dueling groups of protesters clashed overnight, shoving, kicking, and beating each other with sticks after pro-Israel demonstrators tried to pull down barricades surrounding a pro-Palestinian encampment.
Yeah, yeah.
Hours earlier, police burst into a building occupied by anti-war protesters at Columbia University, breaking up a demonstration that had paralyzed the school there.
Jeez.
Officers took protesters into custody late Tuesday after Columbia University called in the police to end the pro-Palestinian occupation.
Right.
Over the last 2 weeks in universities across the U.S., over 1,300 protesters have been arrested, including... Oh, you Texas at Austin, University of UNC Chapel Hill, and Cal State Poly in Humboldt.
There's all these protests happening, and everyone's focusing on these 200 people that have taken over buildings at Columbia. There's all these other protests that are peaceful, and nobody
It was the same thing with Black Lives Matter.
Yes, and no one. Yeah, and nobody ever wants to talk about. That's a good example. No one ever wants to talk about what Black Lives Matter wanted. Black Lives Matter wanted the cops to fuck off and to go away and to be defunded.
And maybe stop killing them.
Yeah.
Please. But the right twisted that into, there were all the marches, all the official organized BLM stuff was overwhelmingly peaceful.
Yeah.
And then at times the nighttime would descend and they would be done with the official
right.
BLM.
Right.
And bad people would show up. Right. Both sides. False flag agitators, which we have, we
yes.
know, like the famous guy with the umbrella, remember him?
Oh, yeah,
busting
yeah.
glass in
Minneapolis.
And they unmasked him, and it turns out he's like Identity Europa. He's some right-winger dressed as Antifa, he's just casually breaking windows with a hammer in stores.
I mean, what do you think that one cop that we quoted from New York, from the police intelligence unit or whatever the fuck they do. What kind of shit do you think they do if it's not the kind of shit that was in Minneapolis, the guy with the umbrella? That's their purpose, right? To infiltrate, to, you know, agitate people, to make people fucking nuts.
It's like Identity Europa marched somewhere last week or this week, or over the weekend somewhere. Wearing their khakis and their
these are the Nazis
and their sassy white polos, you know, those guys.
Go beat them.
All of them masked, of course, wearing sunglasses. They peacefully marched, and then of course slithered off. Probably don't they rent U-Haul trucks? Isn't
right,
that the,
right.
the vibe or something like that?
I mean, is this country? You know, I'm listening to this story. It's like, is this country incapable of saying these people are Nazis and these people are protesting?
But there were a number of ex-posts from sympathizers that
yes.
said, well, we all know that they're just CIA and FBI plants.
What, the Identity Europa?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That it's fake.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe they're cops.
That they're all fake. Well, that's the thing is, somebody tweeted, where's the cops during this?
And it's them!
There were 100 replies and said, they're marching. they're wearing khakis and marching.
You know, it should infuriate all of us that these fucking pigs treat protesters for progressive causes like punching bags. They beat them. They kettle them. They arrest them. They mace them. They gas them. But these fucking Nazis, every time they march, they storm the fucking Capitol. And nothing. All this restraint. Let's just call it what it is. It's because they identify with these Nazis, or they are the Nazis. Fuck these cops.
Let's see. Of course, the obligatory journalist that they grabbed and threw to the ground.
No, they love it.
Arrested. So some of the arrested students have received summonses.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that means.
It's like, no, everybody's talking about these protests, like this, all these people got arrested, this happened, that happened. Why are they doing it? Why aren't these universities listening to them at all?
Because and if they're peacefully protesting and engaging in peaceful civil disobedience, then you can arrest them if they're breaking the law. But do it peacefully and, you know, carry them off or whatever if they go limp. But the batons are not necessary and all that other shit.
I mean,
for those type of people.
Yeah.
And there are some that have been assholes. There are some that have been bad people that have broken shit and broken into places.
But, you know, and that's...
I don't condone that. I think that hurts the cause.
But the narrative says because of that, you cannot challenge any policies of Israel without being called anti-Semitic.
That's the cudgel they're using. That's been the vibe.
And even, I will say, there's no media saying that. Even MSNBC, they're constantly like talking about these violent protests. Were the Vietnam War protests violent? Was it there elements of violence?
No, not all of them. A lot of them were sit-ins and shit.
I mean,
no, they became violent when the police became violent. Yeah.
What do people want when the police storm in? When an ex-cop... You're supposed to
turn around and say, thank you, may I have another, sir?
Yeah, I mean, are they violent because they resist? Because they don't want to be thrown to the ground and cuffed and kneed until they're choked out? I mean, I guess the message we're all supposed to get from this, and I'll even say, you know... The message from the media says stay home and you shouldn't do this. You shouldn't use your voice and you shouldn't be loud and you should just shut the fuck up. That's what they're telling people.
Madison, Wisconsin. Oh, I love Madison.
Yeah.
I love that campus. It was my first year of college there.
Right.
34 people were arrested there, but campus police spokesperson Mark Lovicott said most of those arrested were released with no citation issued.
Yeah.
4 people were booked into Dane County Jail. 2 are facing charges of battery to a police officer.
Whatever.
A third person, I'm sure the camera malfunctioned.
Yes, absolutely.
A third person was charged with the same plus resisting arrest. And a fourth aren't you by definition resisting arrest? Like if you batter a police, you
know, yeah, I don't know. I mean, that seems crazy. Yes.
The cop probably pushed somebody and they pushed back.
Why did the cops?
This is how they'll try to sell that one.
Yeah.
A fourth person was charged with attempting to disarm a police officer, a resisting arrest, and attempting escape.
Jeez. Disarm. I don't know. Let's see the body cam.
Yeah.
Please. Disarm.
Like I said, they're all.
Does that mean you were getting hit with a nightstick?
Solar flares or something that day. Well, All of our body cams are messed up from that day. Wow.
Let's say there's a pig deciding to beat a fellow citizen with a stick, and the fellow citizen is trying to not get beaten with a stick, so he grabs a stick. Is that what this is about?
Oh, yeah, that's resisting. Oh, yeah.
What the fuck? Let me just stand here while you beat me. Why do these cops never have any solidarity with the protesters? Why does that ever... It never happens. God, it's like our Justice Department sucks. It is the problem. These fucking judges are bought and these fucking cops will come out and beat whenever anybody wants it.
God. So those are the headlines. That was the Drudge Report headline, right? Yeah, the unrest rocks campuses, it says.
Rocks.
You know, they already have been calling. They want Biden to bring in the National Guard.
Oh, yes,
they
yes,
want,
yes.
They want another Kent State. They want bodies they love hitting it. The floor.
They love violence.
Okay, so other news.
Yes.
Underreported, I think. I haven't really seen this in a lot of places. Another famous... person is waddling into a courtroom today.
Okay.
Steve Bannon.
Blotch Nazi.
This is the state trial of defrauding these Trump idiots to send him money to build the wall.
Oh my God, I almost forgot about that one.
Now, Trump pardoned him, but those were for federal charges. New York went after him, the Manhattan district attorney went after him locally.
Okay.
Bannon continues to profit off of Trump supporters and present himself as their hero. He stands accused of defrauding them. He's been charged with committing 2 counts of money laundering in the second degree, 2 counts of conspiracy in the fourth degree, 1 count of scheme to defraud in the first degree, and 1 count of conspiracy in the fifth degree for raising money to build a wall at the southern border in 2019, but then using the funds to enrich himself and others involved in the scheme.
Maggots, does that bother you at all?
Not one hair.
No.
They'll send him more money.
Think about it, meth heads, you dumb shits. Just put down the meth pipe and think for one fucking second. Build the wall. Do you remember that? Do you remember build the wall? What was it? Lock him up, build the wall? Build that wall. What
lock
are they?
Her up.
Uh-huh.
Build the wall.
Yes. How could they forget this?
Yeah.
Build the wall. Meaning they were going to build this wall. And then you gave Steve Bannon money to build the wall. And he didn't build the wall. He kept it. But you gave it to him, you meth fucks, thinking that he was going to build a wall, but he didn't.
Trump pardoned Bannon, who was indicted on federal charges on the matter in August 2020 on his last day in office, but pardon does not apply to state charges. The pretrial hearings today are expected to include a motion from Bannon's defense team asking the case be dismissed.
Yes.
Which is pretty standard fare.
Right.
Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, in a statement when the indictment was made public, said, it is a crime to turn a profit by lying to donors, and in New York you will be held accountable.
Steve!
As alleged, Stephen Bannon acted as the architect of a multi-million dollar scheme to defraud thousands of donors across the country, including hundreds of Manhattan residents.
Will he hide one of those Zoom recorders in his asshole so he can keep doing the war room behind bars?
Bannon took advantage of his donors' political views to secure millions of dollars, which he then misappropriated.
Damn!
Mr. Bannon lied to his donors to enrich himself and his friends. We will continue to take on fraudulent behavior in every corner of society, including white-collar criminals, because no one is above the law, said New York Attorney General Letitia James.
Wow, maggots. Doesn't it seem like Steve Bannon might be more concerned with making himself rich rather than creating this fascist fuckland that you think he want?
And the judge he has?
Yes?
Judge Juan Merchan.
Damn!
Same as Trump.
Shit, Steve. Oh, fuck. Now you watch. Maybe they'll throw Steve Bannon in jail if he says something weird on the war room that violates some weird...
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yesterday, meanwhile, Trump held in contempt of court.
Yes.
$9,000 he was charged.
Was this for outbursts from... Well,
these were for violating the gag order, yeah.
Oh, okay. Is he going to be charged for passing gas the way he's been? Or?
And then he took away one of Trump... He really punished Trump. By forcing Trump to now have to go to Barron's high school graduation.
I'm sorry, Barron.
Yeah, I'm sure Barron and Melania are both like, fuck him.
Yeah.
Fuck that judge. I hate him.
Is Melania bringing a date?
Merchan opened up court by granting Trump's request to attend Barron's graduation.
Why?
Despite the fact that Trump, right-wing media, elected Republican officials repeatedly lied about by claiming that the judge had previously denied the request. That was all over.
Right.
That was all over. He didn't deny it. He said he was going to hold the ruling until later.
Why are we letting this guy? That's one day. Now they get another day. Good job.
The judge found Trump in contempt of court for violating the gag order, fined him $9,000. He was also ordered to remove the offending posts by 2:15 yesterday.
Yes.
Which he did.
How would you know which one, though? He tweets so much.
They had them.
Oh, they...
They had the specific, yeah. Probably nine of them, if it was $9,000. Because it's $1,000 for each count.
Oh, my God.
That's all he can charge.
Right.
And he even wrote, the judge, even in his order, was like, wow, it would be really nice if we could charge rich people if we had a sliding scale.
Yeah,
and we could charge rich people something that would actually mean something.
Yes.
He said it a lot more eloquently, but that's basically it.
Right.
He then noted that this was the maximum fine allowed under New York law, and if there are any future violations, the only other remedy available is incarceration.
Oh, shit. Sorry, Trump. Listen, that would scare me if I'm Bannon, or what's the other one, Navarro? They're in jail. Their hope is that Trump will...
Well, Navarro's going to be out in 4 months. I really don't know what he's bitching about.
Well, you know. It's sad, though. I hope him and Bannon get to be in jail together. I think that's a good podcast opportunity, isn't it?
He'll go to jail in New York if it's in New York.
Oh, okay.
I would assume.
That's right. I wonder if he's just having... Navarro's having trouble making friends or something. I don't know.
Let's see, who testified yesterday? Oh, Michael Cohen's accountant.
Yay!
testified.
Shit.
Former banker, Gary Farrow.
Okay.
He outlined the scheme where Cohen set up a shell company to launder the $130,000 payoff from Trump to Stormy Daniels.
Yes.
And there was a very rare sighting in court yesterday.
Melania?
There was a... No, not that rare. We would have had a
show. We're breaking in with an update. Ivanka?
Eric. Eric showed up.
Now, the less...
The first family member to show up at the trial where his dad is accused of fucking a porn star and then hiding a payoff scheme to her to shut up.
That's like in, you know what though? That's like an Ant-Man when an ex person shows up and it's, or another person from that verse, a superhero, and it's like not a main one. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Eric, does he matter? I mean that in the nicest way possible. What does he do for? Does he make Trump feel better or something? Or
I don't know. I guess.
Why didn't you come earlier though? What were you up to that you couldn't make it to your dad's fucking criminal trial? Why wait so long? That's what I don't understand. If he cares enough to show up, why didn't Eric show up from the beginning?
Also, in attendance, though he was hard to recognize because all you could see was that he had his ass with his anus turned at Trump the entire time. Ken Paxton from Texas. Why they even like some of these Texas assholes? I saw that people in Texas are livid.
Yes,
that they tried to turn this into some like official trip. So right. The taxpayers paid to fly this cocksucker up to New York.
Yes,
so that he could sit there and cheerlead for his probably the only person in the country who may be more crooked than him.
That is so fucked up. That is crazy. I mean, if I'm Kim Paxton, aren't you afraid to hang out around courtrooms and places like that? Because somebody might just be, fuck it, let's just arrest him. Right. Can't we? Don't we have something on this guy? You know, Jeffrey Dahmer had his family showed up for his trial. And then everybody knew at the point where we all knew he was eating people, right?
Yeah.
Jeffrey Dahmer, a cannibal.
Well, he pled insanity, didn't he? I don't think he said he didn't do it.
No, yeah. I'm just saying an admitted cannibal right. had family support there, but not the former president.
Despite the fact that Trump has not done a single campaign event during any of the last 6 days off from trial... He entered the courtroom bitching about not being able to campaign because of the trial.
Dude, you hate this trial so much. If you're on trial, can he like look at his phone and read the news, or does he have to stand there or sit there?
He sits there, but he can look at his phone.
Okay.
He's also been bitching every day about how cold it is.
In the courtroom.
Well, and he's asked for the air conditioning to be turned down, and they said they can't because it's an old courthouse and it literally has two speeds.
Wear a jacket.
That if they turn it down, it gets too sticky and nasty.
Dude, put a poncho on. Take another.
So I appreciate you being here. Thank you very much. And I'm going to go into the icebox now and sit for about 8 hours or 9 hours. I'd much rather be in Georgia. I'd much rather be in Florida. I'd much rather be in states that are... in place, they said, I'd like to be able to campaign. Biden.
Oh,
Biden,
my God.
Blah, 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 blah. There Jesus. You go. I love when he says, thank you for being here. He's talking to the press. Again, these crowds aren't showing up for him. Nobody's showing up.
They don't give a fuck. They can't be bothered, or they can't... I don't know. They aren't coming, Donald. Eric showed up, though. That's something, isn't it? Your least important one showed up.
Poor Eric.
Yeah.
I think Tiffany is maybe more.
No, it would be amazing to see Tiffany there, you know, because she's managed to. No, she showed up at a campaign event. She's campaigned for that Nazi.
Yeah.
Fuck her. Mm-hmm. Okay. Never mind. Eric is the least.
Call me a sick fuck.
It's
Jane. You are. What did he say? You were a
Jane. You ignorant slut.
That's right. Man, you say some weird shit, John. Weird shit.
The So there you go. That is Trump being held in contempt of court.
Yay.
Steve Bannon going to court.
Yay.
Actually go to jail.
All these people going to court. Peter Navarro's in jail. He's upset. He wants to leave. I mean, it's not working out well. You know what I mean? I don't think it's going well, I guess. He's got Bill Barr is back for Donald. He's supporting Donald. That's good for him.
Also in the news.
Yes.
We've got, this is good news. This affects you, Ryan.
Oh, in what way?
The United Methodist Church.
Oh, okay.
10 million-ish members.
Yeah.
Around the world.
Right.
Today repealed the ban on ordaining gay clergy and same-sex marriage.
Wow. Wow. You know, I was raised Methodist, and I'm going to say this, and it's not going to be popular with some people, but Methodists are better than Baptists in every fucking way. Uh-oh. And this is a fucking example of it, because
it'll be high noon at the Golden Corral.
Oh, that's right. But these Baptists, they're like the Methodists. They complain about the Methodists. The Methodists don't dunk people when they get baptized. They get christened, which means you get sprinkled. Okay. You hate gay people though. Look at this. This is something else. Wow.
Well, not all.
You could never do this. And
it's not 100%.
Right. But with the Baptists, it's 0%. There's no chance.
The church removed its 1984 ban on the ordination of clergy who are self-avowing practicing homosexuals.
Yes.
It also decided that clergy who perform same-sex marriages will not be subject to any penalties. So
wow.
You have a woke, a decent human being, Methodist minister, will do same-sex ceremonies.
Yeah, what does the Southern Baptist Conference have to say about that? What is your policy?
Oh, well, the Methodists are
shit.
More evidence that the Methodists are going to H-E double hockey sticks.
Yeah, fuck you, Baptists.
Clergy or churches which refuse to hold same-sex weddings, however, will not be subject to any penalty either. Mm. So if there are some that don't want to do it.
They're trying, you know. At least they're trying.
But no. They can't prevent the ordination
right.
of clergy.
Yeah. The magic.
Delegates and observers applauded after the vote.
Yeah.
Many hugged, more than a few cried in a mass release of joy for those who had pushed some for decades to make the United Methodist Church fully inclusive, said the press release.
It will never happen on that Baptist side. It will never happen because they are crazy and the Methodists are better.
The moves have not been without controversy.
Yes.
Thousands of more conservative United Methodist congregations have left the denomination over the past few years.
Where are you
over
going,
the issue.
Let's just say, where are you going? To the Baptists?
No, they're making their own. There's some other, you know, this is United Methodist, so they're probably the Allied Methodists.
My God. These Baptists, you should see how they carry on at the end of church. Everybody's getting saved and it's crying and it's.
You guys
all
don't
this
do that?
Fucking. No! No, no, shut, no, 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 no. You don't even do the full communion thing. You do it once a month. You know, it's like.
What do you do then?
Just do what you, what do you mean?
Well, it's not like Catholic Mass, right? Where you're stand, sit, kneel.
You know what, honestly? You do the least amount of Jesus bullshit possible. That is what they do. You know what I mean? Because it's, the other stuff is too intense. All the shit the Baptists do, it's crazy. Their funerals are crazier. They're fucking saving, coming to Jesus shit. I mean, that couldn't get any more weird.
They full dunk, right? Yeah.
They full dunk. And then they're very, like,
are
active.
Are those hygienic, do you think?
No!
Those dunking pools?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't you remember
the
holy
youth
water?
Minister in there with high school highlight player?
Yeah, the chlorine level is fine, but this guy's got the fucking... highlight team in there. You know, the Mormons, they do the weird dunking too. Very fucked up. Why? Why is that necessary? Why is it necessary to dunk people all the way under? Why? How is the magic different?
I don't know.
It's not.
I find it all
It's not. It's
bizarre.
Insane. It's, you're right. It is bizarre. It's insane. You just go to the steakhouse and shut the fuck up. Get it over with. That's what we think.
Oh, God. Should I be looking at why evolution is trending on X?
And
it just enrage me.
The Methodists believe in evolution too. You know what I mean? You don't see any flat earthers there. Shit. I'm not saying it's not flawed. Sure, you're worshiping the Jesus weird shit, but it's very low maintenance compared to the other.
I saw some posting one recently that was like some Catholic. It was just
God.
I just wanted to remind everyone that we Catholics have known that the earth is not fucking flat.
Even these guys. But wait, no, they did that. But they didn't. Didn't they punish people for saying the earth was round? Yes.
It was then. Galileo was under house arrest for the rest of his life. For saying that the heliocentric model was true.
You know, if you think about the concept of giving something the benefit of the doubt, is really very is should be applied to the Catholic Church. They have been the most violent. I mean, forever. And then a lot of these clergy people rape kids. And
but I will say, you know, smarter marketing.
What do you mean?
How they've evolved.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
Like, there are your Opus Dei lunatics. And I saw an article just today about how a lot of Catholics are swinging into some weird traditionalist bullshit. But some. Catholics.
The most famous Catholic, second to the Pope, is who? Mel Gibson, right?
The president?
Biden's a... Yeah, I didn't... No, nobody... Is he a
Nancy
Catholic?
Pelosi?
No, come on. They're not into it like Mel Gibson, though.
Biden goes every Sunday.
Yeah. Does he really?
Yeah, yeah. He's way Catholic. And that's where he gets all kinds of shit, because there was... Wasn't there some...
Oh,
some
yes.
cunt of a bishop somewhere who was like, I'm not going to give him the piece of dead Jesus...
Fuck that.
Because he supports abortion.
You know what? If I'm Biden, I'm sitting in church and I hear that, I tell my Secret Service, go get me that fucking wafer from that fucking diddler over there. I'm taking communion, motherfucker.
And Biden has always said the right thing, which is, I as a Catholic, I don't think abortion is good and it's yeah. the right thing, but I don't presume to tell other people what to do with their bodies. And I fully support... all efforts that we yes. can make to prevent them from even having to be done. Like what? Comprehensive sex education.
Yes.
Free contraceptives
give
available
me my...
on campuses, on everywhere.
If I was Biden, I mean, give my fucking wafer. Give me that wafer. I'm taking communion from you. Come on.
But then the Pope said, leave him alone.
Yeah.
Let him go. The Pope was basically like, look, we're all sinners.
That's right.
And if Biden's sin is that he supports a woman's right to choose, then okay.
Biden called the Pope and he's like, you got to say this or I'm going to invade your little country, your weird little country. You better say I'm okay. That's what Dark Biden would say.
The I don't know what is this it? Evolution? That there's a new SARS COVID? Oh, there's a new COVID.
Oh, God damn it. Fuck this.
The evolution of more immune evasive variants continues.
Wait. Say it's evasive what?
Ugh. Immune evasive variants.
Oh, my God. Damn it. Here we go.
The spread of KP2 has been rapid, with its variant frequency reaching 20% of the UK as of early April 2024.
Shit.
That means 20% of the people that had COVID had this variant, okay. Not that 20% of the UK had it.
Yeah, yeah.
Suggesting a potential to become the predominant lineage globally, so...
Is it going to be like it was? I mean, is it going to be like it was again?
Probably not. I think probably not.
Shit. I got some shows coming up. I don't want to cancel anything because it's fucking pandemic.
Oh, we'll never shut down with DeSantis?
That's true. That's
you kidding
true.
Me?
Right. Well, I mean, jeez. Can't we just all get vaccinated and get better?
And I don't even know about this variant, whether it's like, you know, how bad it is.
Right.
The bird flu we need to be concerned about if you've been following
that. Oh, yeah,
that's
right. That's a bad one.
You got to keep our eyes on that one.
These birds.
Cows with bird flu.
That's weird. Is that what's going on?
Well, yeah, they sneeze, they go. Moo. Achoo moo.
Right. You get wings that taste like beef. That would be amazing.
Buffalo wings.
No, that's true. But a buffalo with real wings this time. These flying cows.
Have you had buffalo? I've had buffalo.
Absolutely, yes.
It's, you know, kind of beefy.
Yeah, I don't remember if I liked it even.
I think I tried alligator once and I was just too grossed out. I was like, no.
I had a bison burger in Montana.
Let's see. We've got also in the news. Thanks for listening. Look at it, coming up on the top of the hour. Yay. Here, everybody. Hope the weather is nice where you are. It's really kind of fucking nice here.
Oh, yes.
Starting to get a little warm. Starting to get a little air conditioning.
Right.
This is, let's talk about Margie. Margie's got some problems now. Because Margie is literally hated by everybody.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really?
Because Trump says, leave Mike Johnson alone.
Yes.
And Margie does not want to leave him alone.
Doesn't Margie do what Trump says?
But she's not here, and that's why. That's why she's losing ground.
Margie.
But now she's saying that next week. What's happening?
The dog is just playing outside. I mean, in the dining room.
What are you doing?
Rolling around.
What are you doing?
That her, Margie, and I think Tom Massey have a third. For their threesome, their horrific threesome.
Where's Massey from?
I want to say Kentucky, but I could be wrong.
Perfect. God. Are they trying to get rid of Mike Johnson? Is that what's going on?
Yes. That she's going to pull the trigger and she's going to call for a vote because, yes, you know, those idiots passed that rule.
Right.
That one moron. Can pass the vote, can call for a full vote to remove the Speaker of the House.
Why doesn't this happen when the Democrats have the House? I don't remember this ever happening. Does this happen?
Because they don't have that rule.
What do you mean? Well, but would it happen, though? This would never happen.
I know. No, I find that extremely unlikely.
It's always, why is it these guys all the time? Why can't they just get along? They all hate the same things. I'm very confused. They hate the same things.
Marjorie Taylor Greene says she will next week call for a vote ousting House Speaker Mike Johnson, forcing her colleagues to choose sides in a difficult showdown after Democratic leaders announced they will provide the votes necessary to save Johnson.
Jeez, they're going to save that Johnson.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
I know. Hardcore. There are some hardcore progressives out there that are screaming bloody murder. But this is a much better tactical move.
Is it better? Because my thought was like, wouldn't it be great just to see them like stab each other to death figuratively? I mean, that's what would go on.
But
I mean,
what if they all decide, well, we like Jim Jordan after all?
Okay, but I guess Mike Johnson is better than Jim Jordan.
Jim Jordan Jesus would never Christ. Have made a deal. Jim Jordan would have allowed the country to default and go and close, shut down.
I feel like we forget how nasty Jim Jordan is, man. What a fuck. God.
What are you doing?
I mean, really, I honestly forget about that Jim Jordan even exists, but then, I don't know. He's got like that, the dog is losing her mind.
What are you doing?
Jim Bag.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing? Why you got so much energy? Speaking outside the Capitol, Green ranted against Republican Party leaders at the highest level and pushed back against their public entreaties, including from Donald Trump, to avoid another messy political fight so close to the election.
So if Marjorie Taylor Greene is pushed out, Jim Bag Jordan could be the speaker.
I mean, you never know, but yeah.
What? I mean...
Well, and plus, utterly nothing will get done. And now the Democrats know that they can maybe actually get some stuff passed that needs to get passed. Yes. Not that they're even going to get shit they want. They're not in the majority. But shit that needs to get passed, like keeping the government going and aid to Ukraine and aid to Israel.
I mean,
You know, that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I guess somebody scared Mike Johnson because they said some evangelicals being persecuted in Ukraine, right? I mean, they were going after Christians or something.
Possibly, quite possibly. We need leaders in the House of Representatives that are going to get this done.
What,
she said, holding up a red MAGA hat.
Get what done?
Mike Johnson is not capable of that job. Standing next to her, Representative Thomas Massey of Kentucky. He is from Kentucky.
Nine! Oh, good one.
One of the few lawmakers to join her effort, it says. But now she announced a little earlier, there's a third person who will be supporting her.
So that's Jim Bag.
No. Gosar.
Did we do this yesterday, Monday? Or did we talked about Gosar?
Yeah, we talked about how he's not around.
Well, he's sick, right? Or something. Isn't he ill? He has some issues, I thought.
In pressing ahead next week, Green said, every member of Congress needs to take that vote and let the chips fall where they may. Meanwhile, they think it's just going to, there's going to be a vote to table.
Yes.
The Democrats will vote with.
Yes.
Whatever Republican, however many they need to make sure the Republicans don't oust him.
Right.
And that'll be done.
Yeah.
They won't, there won't be a vote. They're going to table the suggestion.
Right.
Bullshit.
We're going to table this.
You know, you have to vote to vote to vote.
What a weird process.
In our process.
That, well, our founding forefathers that owned people, that's their process, right? Did they think of this?
I don't know how much of these kind of rules are left up to the... Like, when the Democrats hopefully take over again next year, they can put that rule back. It's not a law.
Right. Oh, I see.
It's like a House rule that they vote on.
Can you guys put more... Can you pack the courts to undo the badness that was done?
Well, if we get the House and we get the Senate with enough votes, although we'll still have the filibuster, but...
That would be amazing.
And you get rid of the filibuster.
Right.
Nowhere in the Constitution does it say nine judges. In fact, it wasn't nine judges for the longest time.
Yeah.
And the only reason it became nine judges was because there were nine circuits. Now there are 13 circuits.
So we should have more judges.
Right. The standoff with Green, one of Trump's most enthusiastic supporters,
risks
throwing Republican control of the House into a fresh round of chaos, as rank-and-file lawmakers will have to choose between ousting Johnson as Speaker or joining with Democrats to help him keep the job.
Do her Republican colleagues, do some of them resent her doing this? Do some of them... What? Yeah. Why are you making them have this fight? Is she bored? Is there some sort of...
That's what I mean. Everybody hates her.
Are you
just like everybody hates Gates for having put the shank on McCarthy?
What if it's this? And I bring this up because it's a possibility, because we know that people in the House are in bed with Russia bigly. Could this be what Vladimir Putin wants? Chaos in our Congress. And he's telling Marjorie, do this. And she's like, oh, yes, dear master, I sure will. Sucky, sucky, sucky. They love Putin.
Democrats see in Johnson a potential partner, a staunch conservative who nevertheless is willing to lead his Republican Party away from the far-right voices obstructing the routine business of governing, including funding the government and supporting Ukraine and other U.S. allies.
I mean, that's laying it on a little thick, don't we think? But yes, it's good.
Leader, New York Representative Hakeem Jeffries, hopefully soon to be Speaker, and his team... issued a joint statement this week saying it was time to turn the page on the GOP chaos, announcing that the Democrats would vote to table Green's motion to vacate the Speaker's office, essentially ensuring Johnson is not evicted from the office.
Right. Good. Well, that's good strategery.
From the very beginning of this is Jeffrey's statement. From the very beginning of Congress, House Republicans have visited chaos, dysfunction, and extremism on the American people. Marjorie Taylor Greene is the star of the show. The show is called Republicans Gone Wild. It's undermining the well-being of the American people and preventing us from delivering real and meaningful results on the issues that matter.
And it's so crazy. And it's so nuts that we have to partner with this Handmaid's Tale woman-hating lunatic just to keep the fucking lights on. Holy shit.
Johnson's public opponents are few at this point and less than the 8 it took to oust now former Representative Kevin McCarthy last fall.
I mean, it's really crazy. I mean, this guy was a nothing in the GOP, correct? We're talking like fifth string fucking loser.
No, he was in leadership.
Was he really?
But he was just stealthy, yeah. He was up there. He's a whip or something.
Why is his hair? He looks like he's wearing a helmet. I mean, what's up with that hair, Mike?
Just one other Republican, Representative Paul Gosar of Arizona, has joined Green
9.
And Massey in their efforts. Even Matt Gaetz is like, no, I don't think we should do it.
Nah, Matt's scared. He's like, I'm worried about this ethics investigation to my diddling.
Green and Massey said they're giving their colleagues the weekend to weigh their options before they call for their vote on the motion to vacate.
Oh, you guys fucking suck.
Or she said he can simply resign.
This Marjorie Taylor Greene, so we don't forget, her origin story is terrorizing David Hogg, someone that survived a school shooting. Marjorie Taylor Greene is a Sith Lord, totally evil.
She and Massey listed a list of complaints against Johnson, including his leadership in securing the aid for Ukraine. Massey said, are you going to embrace Hakeem Jeffries like Mike Johnson has? You know, he's black.
Oh, yes.
Added that last part.
Are you going to embrace Hakeem Jeffries like Marjorie Taylor Greene and embraces Putin's penis? Or any other Republicans embrace Putin? They love it.
He said, they've got a weekend to think about it, but more importantly, Mike Johnson has a weekend to think about it. Oh, here's Johnson's response. I hate him, but this is going to be great. He pulled the ultimate Southern fuck you.
Yeah.
Bless her heart. Bless her heart.
Listen, this under his eye guy was funny. This is the first time he's ever been funny. That must feel weird to him.
True.
I can't imagine he's ever said anything remotely.
He's, yeah.
Chuckle-worthy in his whole fucking miserable shitbag life.
Taylor Greene.
Mm-hmm.
No fan of yours.
Bless her heart, yeah.
Is she a serious lawmaker?
I don't think she's proving to be. No.
Is she a serious lawmaker? I don't think she's proving to be. After a very condescending, bless her heart.
Yeah.
Oh, bless her heart.
Jeez. God, bless these Republicans, man. They're so bizarre.
Like he saw someone, you know, eating at McDonald's with a helmet on.
Bless her heart.
Oh, bless their heart.
It's like the GOP is so crazy. I look like I'm not crazy. Isn't that something?
Serious lawmaker.
I don't think she's proving to be. No, I don't spend a lot of time thinking about her. I've got to do my job, and we do the right thing, and we let the chips fall where they may. And that's my philosophy. That's how we're governing. We're gonna keep the train on the tracks and show the American people that not just what we're against, but what we're for. That there's a
man. They did a weird thing with his makeup.
Let me see.
It's like his face is one color, but and his neck obviously has makeup on it, but of a different base color. Like he's got more of a pinky rosy face and more of just like a regular beige.
I think what you mean by weird is
I had to take a full semester of makeup.
Yeah, somebody did a bad job on his fucking makeup is what happened. Jeez. What the fuck?
It really looks weird. It looks like a bad attempt to give him a chin.
Maybe that's it. They failed.
You know, I don't know. He didn't seem like he's that chinless, but it's a weird. It's like they drew his jawline oddly. That's kind of what it is. You know what? I think that's what it is. I think it's a weird shadow. They put some weird shadow to try to define a jawline that isn't there.
You know, maybe where are they where is he
now in profile? You can see it.
Where
better.
Is he being interviewed?
On the TV.
Just wondering if he's on
the hill.
On the hill, maybe somebody
News
there.
Nation. So that's maybe, right wingy, isn't it?
Well, maybe there's a makeup artist that works there that hates him. You know, and it's just making him look weird. I do hate how it is making me. I really think Mike Johnson is getting some sort of reputation overhaul, and I really hate it. I mean, Scarborough on Morning Joe referred to him as Reagan-like and had a Reagan-esque moment.
I'm like, that's not good.
No, it's first of all, Reagan bad, very bad. We're on drugs bad.
Did Mika say that?
AIDS with Reagan bad.
Did Mika bring that up, or did she let Joe go with Reagan?
No, she lets Joe go. They all love Reagan, though. These people are delusional about that. They're delusional about Reagan allowed AIDS, didn't do shit about AIDS, didn't give a flying fuck.
The economy are horrific income inequality and all that shit. He was the poster boy for that.
The war on drugs.
Down bullshit.
The war on drugs.
Well, that the Democrats happily skipped into also.
That's true. That is true.
At the time.
Yeah.
Also, we've got.
Yes.
Wait, what? Is this real? Mm-hmm. During a December 2021 interview with fucking Tim Pool, I'm adding to the text. Carrie Lake, while running for governor,
Pool and Lake, interesting,
wouldn't rule out supporting private citizens owning rocket launchers.
Oh my god!
And quoted the Second Amendment in defense of the idea.
Yeah.
During the discussion, Carrie Lake noted that Arizona may be the most free state as far as gun restrictions.
Rockets?
Poole's sidekick, whoever the fuck, not even named here. What a slight. Poole's sidekick is all he's identified as. Then asked about heavy weapons. What about heavy weapons? How big? How do you feel? How powerful a weapon do you think it should be legal for someone to carry? Lake asked if the sidekick meant owning a fighter jet. Like Joe Biden suggested you would need to fight against the government. Oh, that's when Joe Biden was making fun of those stupid militias.
Yes, these idiots. They want rocket launchers,
though? Were they going to take out a drone when you're cosplaying in the Alabama woods?
But they want rocket launchers or something?
Poole's sidekick then said privateers could own warships and would work for the government, and then asked Carrie Lake if she supported private citizens owning a small nuclear device. Nuclear bombs.
Sure.
She actually had a moment of sanity and said, I am not for nuclear weapons. I'm not for private citizens.
Thank you, Carrie.
And then he said, well, what about rocket launchers?
Yeah. She said, what?
Lake appeared stumped and called the questions tough before saying, these are tough questions.
No.
I am, you know, there's probably any weapon that any gun. I mean, I'm pro 2A, so I... Rocket launcher.
Jeez.
Tim Pool asked, is a rocket launcher a firearm? The sidekick said, definitely. It's a ballistic.
Oh, my God, you assholes.
Carrie Lake said, right to bear arms.
God, of course.
And then Tim Pool said, a rocket launcher is arms, and therefore private citizens should be allowed to own rocket launchers like bazookas and RFGs.
What about a flamethrower? Are we allowed to have that? Can we have flamethrowers?
I think those are regulated also. Although, wasn't Elon selling a flamethrower?
Yes,
for a while?
That's right. He was. I can't. Listen, I used a rocket launcher the other day, and I got to tell you, they are not for the public. I don't think people need these. They're dangerous. They, you know, it's just too much. Too much. Too big of an explosion, guys. Don't you think?
And Carrie said, if you read the Second Amendment, it talks about, you know, it's not about hunting. It's not about target shooting. It's about protecting against tyranny.
With a rocket launcher. What happens when you're trying to protect against tyranny and then you drop it? You know what I mean? Or I don't know. You leave it in the car too long and it overheats and your fucking car explodes and there's all this shit. You know,
Tim Pool then said, Second Amendment goes beyond guarding against tyranny. In case a bunch of bears attack. What about if a bunch of bears attack your city? Remember that was who said that?
Well,
there was a politician that was like, you know, we need guns because, you know, in case a bear attacks a school or something.
Well, I guess a rocket launcher take out a bear?
And then he said, what if someone comes to put your family in a quarantine camp?
Oh, get
this
out
was
the
right after COVID.
Get out the grenade launcher.
It was right after COVID.
Can you have, you know, those mortars that shoot out of a tube?
Yeah.
Can you have those?
Who's answering?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Just can the Constitution, is that a sidearm or an arm?
I don't know. You can bear it. You can carry it. So.
Can I have a, what else do people have that are crazy? Can I have Uzis?
Maybe sure.
Sure.
As long as they're semi. Like fully automatic, I don't know if you can.
You know, I shoot, I work for Glocks just about every day. And in VR.
I was going to say, what is this? Okay.
In VR, I do. Right. And I have extended mags in them. And then I fight people with rocket launchers. And the key is, it takes these guys... It's too much time to get the when they're loading the rocket. That's when you shoot.
Do your virtual guns have calibers? Actual calibers?
Absolutely. Or oh no. Yes. Of course.
Are they actual Glock replicas? Like in was it Outward? Onward?
Yeah. I don't know. That's, I have no
those
idea.
Those guns are like the real thing.
Yeah. I don't know. There's Uzis. I really don't know, man. I don't know anything about guns that exist in the real world. I just fuck with them in VR, which I think. Is a good idea, right? As opposed to the real world.
Who do you think doesn't believe the moon landing happened?
Trump supporters. I don't know.
I do not think that we landed on the moon. I don't believe that. It looked fake. It looks fake to me. It always has since I was a little girl. It's looked fake. Why haven't we been back? It's common sense.
It's common sense. It's fight.
Eight
it's fight
syllables
to me.
In the word sense.
It's fight to me. Why haven't we been back?
It always looked fake since I was a little girl.
Is that Candace Taylor,
that's
right?
Candace Taylor, of course.
Shit, man, that...
She's now a flat earther and does not believe the moon landing happened.
I got to tell you, the clip we played on Monday's show...
Yes.
She sounded so much more sinister. She sounds here like... just bananas.
Well, that's because she was on Stu Peters' show.
Oh, that's
she was
right.
Duetting with Stu.
God, I that Stu Peters is one wacko, and I guess, you know. So is she not regularly doing shows with Stu, or she was just a guest on his network?
She was just a guest. Okay. I think.
And she has her own network, Candace Taylor.
God. Well, she's got a podcast.
She is something else. I don't know what dialect is that? Is that like Appalachian? I mean, I know
Georgia.
She's from, I know she's from Georgia, but like dude, that is not from anywhere where there's like, I don't know, like roads.
That is pretty hardcore. Yeah, yeah.
That is not a paved road kind of dialect. I live up in the hills and somebody knows the dueling banjos on.
Candace Taylor.
Candy Tyler. I was like, God, is she faking it? Is she some British actress giving us a laugh?
And like John Kennedy?
Yeah, I don't know that she's faking it. I think she's real.
Well, she might be.
Mm-mm-mm.
I think she's real. I think she's the real thing.
When Trump's president, what she will be ambassador to?
Secretary of Education.
Get these circles away from me. Ooh.
I mean, don't you think?
Yeah, I think it's a good call.
I think she really was going to be the
minister of the energy department, maybe. That'll actually go to one of his kids. That's what happens when these despots take office. They dole out all the good shit to their kids.
What else have I got here?
Here's one. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Is that what Eric Trump is thinking by showing up to his dad's trial? That when Trump is president, Eric will have a seat at the table. He will be... Minister of Education.
He doesn't even get to sit at the dinner table.
He's at the kids' table
for Thanksgiving.
Why couldn't his dad make him ambassador to some place like France or Spain?
Why not? Who's going to run the Trump organization? Or Trump will get rid of that rule or that law.
The Trump organization.
That says you can't, you can't have a business running while you're president.
That would be the government.
Exactly.
So from the very beginning, I've been quite aware of the fact that this was a hot.
You okay?
I was kind of upset that we left Candace Taylor so early. I was like, God.
That's all. That's the only clip I have.
Oh, my God. I didn't know Rudy was coming up.
So from the very beginning, I've been quite aware of the fact that this was a highly orchestrated situation.
Rudy.
Right down to Pelosi's daughter bringing a Hollywood producer in.
Right.
Is he not violating?
Reminded me of the movie Wag the Dog. You know.
Shit.
And I'm glad to see that some of that is now coming out.
Yeah, it's all. It seems
we
like
we all hear it coming.
Yeah,
out.
It's all coming out.
We hear it.
Damn.
He's talking about these people that went to jail.
Yes.
That is the probably the worst violation of human rights we've had.
What do you mean? The
insurrectionists.
Oh, my fucking God, Rudy. Please. Jeez.
Situation right down to Pelosi's daughter bringing a Hollywood producer in.
Right.
Right. Who is this?
It reminded me of the movie Wag the Dog. You know, the. And I'm glad to see that some of that is now coming out. The tragedy is that this has probably been the worst violation of human rights we've had in American history.
That
maybe the Japanese internment in World War II.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Maybe the Japanese internment was worse than those that broke into the Capitol, beat the shit out of a bunch of police, shat on the walls.
Well, speaking of, I mean, geez, the insurrection coming out of him right now is an injustice.
Oh, well.
This is called the Geneva Convention, people.
Human rights we've had in American history. Maybe the Japanese internment in World War II would be similar to it. But this is something that has to come out.
No! No, it does not!
We have to face it in order to make sure it never happens again.
No, please, God. Shove it back in there, Rudy, please. Damn.
January 6th was a setup, according to Rudy, and imprisonment of the insurrectionist is probably the worst violation of human rights we've had.
Well, listen.
Slavery. You notice he didn't mention that one. The worst violation of human rights.
Well, he doesn't, you know, he's very racist. And I think he, just today, he ripped a new gash in the atmosphere up there. The ozone's gone above him. Oh, my God. That was unnecessary.
Thank you, Rudy.
Rudy
Giuliani, everyone.
God. Whoa. Somebody. Can we cork him? Can we cork him?
You better check the drawers after that one.
Yeah, shit, man. I'm just saying, maybe we should fill that one in. Some holes need to be permanently filled, I think. Boy, let's put a little cap on it.
Well, I'm going to play this now then, if we're not doing a show on Friday. Here is, let's see. Well, this is what we're up against. I don't think we've played her before. This is, what a strange name. Drenda? Like Brenda with a D.
Drenda.
Kesey. K-E-E-S-E-E.
Drenda Kesey.
Drenda Kesey.
Okay.
She is a pastor.
Nine!
Broadcaster.
Yes.
Seven Mountains Dominionist.
Woo!
And conspiracy theorist.
Okay.
Who won the Republican primary last month to be county commissioner in Knox County, Ohio, and she'll probably win because it's a Republican.
What did she say?
County. She recently preached at a woman that at a conference titled "Woman, comma, You Are Anointed."
Cool.
It was hosted by, you'll recognize this last name.
Oh.
Well, the woman you are anointed.
Yeah.
Was, ouch. Conference was hosted by Brenda Kuhneman.
Oh, wow. Shit, man. Is this his wife?
Wife of self-proclaimed prophet Hank Kuhneman.
Is she also a prophet?
And Kesey there revealed that she was personally instructed to run for office by Jesus.
Wait, so she's a prophet, right? Or is that just Jesus? Jesus talks to people that aren't prophets, correct?
Sure.
He just answers their prayer, but doesn't give them. Wait.
Are they automatically a prophet once he talks to them?
Well, if God hears all prayers, how does that not make me a prophet? Everybody prays, right? I mean,
but do you hear him back?
Oh, God, I don't know. Not with Rudy in the room.
I had a time where I was down in Florida and I thought I saw Jesus walking toward the water toward me. I said, Lord, is that you?
Wait, was he on it?
No, I think.
Was he on the water walking toward you?
Right. I think she's on Provigil.
Because if I was Jesus, I would rock that superpower all the time.
Oh, you know what I'd do? If I was Jesus and I saw this Kunamon, I'd light her up.
You would run out on top of the water and like give the finger to sharks.
The finger. I would. Those sharks would
fuck you, assholes.
It would be a reckoning of certain animals.
Oh,
sorry.
Listen to you.
Well, sorry.
You can have a reverse flood.
I know. I'm an all knowing.
Great dry up.
No, I'm an all knowing God. No. I got a list of sharks that did bad things. I know them all. I know everything. I see all. I saw what you did in Australia, buddy. Zap.
I thought I saw Jesus walking toward the water toward me, and I said, Lord, is that you? I never knew for sure it was him, but at this women's conference, he was holding my cheeks, and I was holding his cheeks. And it was darkened, but I could see him. He was there, and we were holding each other's face. And I'm having this incredible, glorious, just incredible experience with Jesus. Wow, so sweet, so good. Wait. You don't have to have that to obey him, to follow him. But that usually tells you something's coming, right? No. And so he's holding my face, I'm holding his face, and we're telling each other. I just felt his incredible love for me.
Oh, my God. They're showing people in the audience who are just wrapped, R-A-P-T, with this idiot. They're looking at her like, oh, Jesus, touched her on the cheek.
He's dealing with my heart. Okay, that happens at women's conference, the week of Christmas. I'll fast forward. Now I'm ready. I get this call. I'm supposed to run for office. I'm like, what am I going to do, Lord? Am I supposed to do this? Are you asking me to run for office? He said, isn't this what you've asked everyone else to do? Yeah, I wrote that in Fight Like Heaven, but you want me to do
anal.
It?
You know, this is...
That's what we got to say, Lord. What do you want me to do? You want me to do it, Lord? Yes. He says yes.
God, what a rocking conference, huh?
Yeah, I think this person should thank Hank Kunamon for their career. I'm sorry. Hank is the star.
Kunamon.
Huh?
Mrs. Kunamon.
It's
this
not
is
as
her
good
vibe.
As Hank. And also,
his wife. This is the person who's going to be the Knox County, Ohio County Commissioner.
Oh my God! I thought this was Hank Kunamon.
No, this is Drenda Kesey. She was speaking at the event that was hosted by Brenda Kunamon.
Okay,
haven't heard from Brenda.
Sorry, Brenda. I was just fixating on, I don't know. That it's just weird to me. It's like, how could Hank Kunamon be a prophet but also be married to someone that's nearly a prophet? I mean, that's an insane. If you're writing the script, you would call that. That's some kind of. That's two magical things happening, unrelated.
This nation was founded as a Christian nationalist form of government.
That's Brenda Kunamon.
Oh my
That's
God.
Hank's wife.
You know, she is better than that other person.
Built upon biblical Judeo-Christian principles. Do you know the reason that churches are tax exempt in this country? Let me help you. They're tax exempt because our founders went to the book of Ezra, and when they built the temple, Ezra 7, you can read it. When they built the temple, they came before the government, and it was agreed by the government at the time. Secular.
Okay, blah, blah, blah.
That
blah,
is
blah.
Okay. Can we be, let's be real. That is a horrible person. Wow. She does not disappoint. What a showman.
right?
I take back what I said. Yes. Look at that prophet. But she's just coming out shooting, man. She didn't give a fuck.
She doesn't give any fuck.
This is the storyline of that show with the Righteous Gemstones. This is a ripoff of the Righteous Gemstones.
Yeah, yeah.
But crazier. Literally crazier.
We are the church, and we run the state. Even if they don't believe it to be so, it is a fact. And if they keep pushing around with American people, and they keep playing all these games, they're going to find out.
How are they going to find out? How are they going to FAFO?
Extreme accountability.
I love
FAFO. Remember that?
Yeah.
How are they going to FAFO?
Fucker FAFO.
Says Stu Peters.
Dear Lord, if you're listening to me, anoint me and anoint this idea. Let's have an anointing there.
I got your anointing right here.
We have dear Jesus, we have such a horrible culture currently, and it's just so horrible.
It's really gross.
We have terms like FAFO, and we have people like the Kunamons. And we have very stupid people. Can you make them go away or turn them into some kind of weird animal or something? Come on.
Louisiana?
9!
Dateline, Louisiana.
Yes.
A predominantly white section of Baton Rouge has now been allowed to secede from the black majority Louisiana state capital.
What does that mean?
This is like the same shit that was the I don't think they've been successful yet in Georgia, remember? They didn't being part of a town because there's too many blacks there, and the little rich white enclave was trying to secede.
And take all the money.
And take all the money.
That's what it's about. They don't want to share their money.
Take the school district, take all of that.
How Christian!
So this is the same thing, except this worked.
Oh, shit.
An Eastern Baton Rouge parish will now be known as the City of St. George. After Louisiana's state Supreme Court overturned lower court rulings denying the residents in the parish to form their own city. Parish is a county in Louisiana.
How is this is able to happen? Because these are horrible GOP troglodytes in charge in Louisiana. Sure.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen in Georgia. It wasn't successful.
Atlanta.
This is very... I think this is cynical and very mean.
Norman Browning. Let's try to decide what color he might be.
9!
I gotta look him up. If I'm wrong, I will admit it. Let's look at Norman Browning.
Can't do this. You cannot do this. It's not like, you know, we live in this horrible capitalistic fuckstorm, and you can't have that and at the same time pretend there's not poverty. What do you want these people to do? Just not have anything? Because they're poor?
Well, I mean, what am I saying? It's a predominantly white area, so of course he's white as fuck.
I mean, it's...
He is the transition district chairman.
Yo, you little evil asshole. There's plenty of money.
He said the ruling is a historical and exciting day for the City of St. George citizen.
Oh, my God.
He vows to build an efficient, productive, and vibrant city while contributing to a thriving East Baton Rouge parish. So he's saying,
Nazi.
Hey, we're going to have all this shit that you can, it's going to help you, the blacks, even.
We are going to strive for efficiency! 9!
The Baton Rouge chapter of the NAACP warned that allowing a wealthy white area of the city to simply secede sets a bad precedent that could worsen racial relations and even lead to segregation in the city. Golly, do you think so? How welcome are their black brethren going to be in St. George?
Well, I'm
going to
tell you something. Elect me, and I will tell the people of Baton Rouge, you're getting that money back. That's not happening. We're going to take their shit. I don't know. I will call the National Guardian to fix this, because fuck that. That's insane. We don't live in the Middle Ages. Do you know what I mean? And we're going to redistribute the income. I'm looking at what everyone has. And I'm going to look at people that don't have anything. And you know what I mean? And that's just going to be the way it is. Too bad.
The NAACP said that the St. George plan poses significant risks to our education system, threatens the continuity of critical programs, and challenges community representation. The creation of a new municipality introduces considerable uncertainty around funding allocation for our schools, jeopardizing the cornerstone of our community's future education. So they the white assholes don't want their tax dollars going to the schools in the black neighborhoods.
This has been going on forever. It's gone on in Chicago. In Chicago, that's always the argument. The rich people don't want to share their property taxes with the poor people. That's just not I'm sorry. Let me throw some Jesus at you. It Bullshiticus chapter 69. Jesus says, oh, I've got a fish and some bread and maybe some grapes. I'm going to share. Right? And he shares the fishes and the fish and the bread and the grapes. Is there grapes?
Fishes is allowable, I think.
He shares the fishes, irregardless of wealth and the bread.
Also allowed.
What?
Irregardless now also.
Also allowed. Freedom. Do you know what I mean? And everybody ate. And that's the way that everybody's eating.
What a strange system they have. Not only do they call them parishes, Baton Rouge mayor president.
A mayor president.
Mayor dash president. What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know.
The mayor was opposed to the move, said the threats to basic services that affect our citizens' quality of life are at stake with this decision to secede. So fuck those asshole people.
Do you know why I fuck that? Because in that area, there'll be more hospitals. In the other area, it'll take you longer to get to a hospital, and you'll die on the way there. Fuck that.
It's literally what it is. We don't want our tax dollars going to our black neighbors.
This is what I don't understand. Our government should say, I don't give a fuck. It is, though. You can want that, but I'm taking it. Because fuck you. It's not... What, we got to get somebody who's like, it's not your time. I'm Robin Hood. Or some shit like that. We're going to take your shit. This infuriates me. These are the same people that don't want poor kids to have free school lunches and shit like that.
Oh, Norm looks like Pence. He looks like Mike Pence a little bit. He's got that...
Norm?
Norm, the guy from St. George. Oh. The rich white guy who is now the poobah or the grand vizier or the grand wizard of the transition.
I'm not trying to get you to play the Mike Pence drop, but just a quick thing about Mike Pence. Him and Trump have had a contentious relationship, you could say.
Yes.
Okay. But Trump also had times when he didn't get along with Puddenfingers at all, right?
Yeah,
but wait, and now Puddenfingers is now embracing the Shitler and campaigning for him.
Yeah.
Will Mike Pence follow suit?
Now he's got his fingers in Trump's pudding cup.
Will Mike Pence put his fingers in the pudding cup as well?
No. Come on, I think Pence is done.
Really? Yeah. Do you think so?
Gallows may have just put Ted Cruz over the edge. Mike Pence, I think. No, Ted Cruz, are you kidding me? That whore.
What a gross person.
Between him and Lindsay. Both of them debased
and
shit on repeatedly.
Oh, yeah.
And then run scampering right back to Trump's ball sack.
Yeah. You know what makes me happy? That clip of Ted Cruz getting yelled at Yankee Stadium. That really is a good place.
I like the New York Hates You.
Yes.
Of Trump.
Oh, my God.
Last week. New York Hates You.
Yeah.
Motherfucker. So there you go. Congratulations, Baton Rouge racist motherfuckers.
What is wrong with you guys? What would Jesus do?
You get to secede from those black people.
A rich man has a better chance of getting into heaven by pushing a camel through the eye of a fucking needle or some shit like that. What about that? That's in the Bible, correct?
Yeah, I've seen some really conservative twisty logic to try to explain that one.
Well, then how do you explain, when we play these people, these prosperity fucks, what do they say when you say that?
Well, even to the point where they say the translations are wrong.
The translations are wrong.
Yeah. That's the one time they'll allow that a translation is wrong.
But then what about Leviticus?
That Jesus wasn't talking about rich people, that Jesus loved rich people and hated the poor.
So
thought they should go to work and get off their asses and get a job, the lazy fox.
They do a Golden Corral style Christianity. We like this, but not this. Give me croutons and no cauliflower.
I like cauliflower.
But soft serve. Nobody eats a cauliflower at fucking Golden Corral.
Oh, that's why there's plenty of it.
There's so much.
There you go. Yeah, the salads. Go for it. There's going to be a ton of
We're out of chocolate salads. Ice cream. We're out of ice cream. We're out of that pudding cake.
Right.
Oh, my God.
But that cheese fountain will dry up.
The fudge pond is empty.
Also, this story... Oh, I just saw an interesting statistic that once again infuriates you. Los Angeles County has a population that is greater than the populations of 40 different states.
Why are we goddamn voting? It's like, why does Liz Cheney have a job? Riddle me that.
She doesn't anymore.
Why does Governor Dog Killer have a fucking job? Why does she have a job? They need a whole governor? You know what would be better, people of South Dakota? Let someone govern you remotely from a smart place like Los Angeles, New York, San Francisco. Oh, my God. Oh, how horrible. You got Governor Dog Killer in charge. What the fuck? Who's somebody, some other asshole in the middle of nowhere that runs things? It's a piece of shit. I mean, I could go on and on, right?
Yeah, of course.
God. What's up with that? There's one person in Idaho. You don't need a government.
Good news?
Oh, yes.
Democrat Tim Kennedy, a former state senator, won a special election yesterday.
Yay!
In New York's 26th district.
Yes.
Cutting into the already slim GOP minority in the House of Representatives.
Oh, shit.
Or here, I mean.
Oh, here in the country?
The nation's, yeah.
Damn, that's a great job. What's his name?
Tim Kennedy.
Good job, Tim.
Kennedy defeated his opponent, Republican Gary Dixon, by a wide margin.
Damn!
It was a blue district. They voted for Biden in 2020.
Okay.
He said, we need to, like, pro-democracy, anti-MAGA candidates all around this country this November.
Yes.
It starts here in this room in Buffalo, New York tonight.
Shit.
Well, let's see. Kennedy's win puts the House at 217, 213 Republicans.
Right.
Leaving Mike Johnson with just three colleagues to spare in a motion to vacate.
Damn.
Which Margie said she's got three.
Oh, shit. She's got three.
Yeah. So if one more leaves, he could potentially lose without Democratic support.
Hmm. Gosh.
If the Democrats wrote to all vote against him, but that's not going to happen.
Okay.
We already talked about this today, Wednesday's press conference today. Green with Thomas Massie vowed to throw the speaker out after he passed aid to Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kennedy will hold the seat for the remainder of 2024 and faces a June 25th primary challenger, Nate McMurray. So he's already got a Democrat.
Okay.
To challenge him for November.
This
is a special election to fill the seat until
November. Yeah.
Which is, I don't know. Don't you think that's kind of ridiculous?
It is. It is ridiculous.
Why don't they just put it was a Democrat before, put another Democrat in there.
Yeah. Yeah, why have a special election? Why have that?
We got some time left here in El Big Shoe.
Can I just real quick say that I think it's funny that Mitt Romney had to come out and say that he didn't kill a dog. He just put one on the roof of his car for vacation. Oh, my God. These fucking Republicans, man. I tell you what. There's so many bad dogs.
At least I didn't kill it.
Yeah. I mean, George Santos, too. Anti-dog. I mean, why is it always Republicans that do bad dog stuff? Why?
Also we've got here in the news, well, why don't we do this?
Okay. Oh, shit.
When animals get pissed.
When animals get pissed.
Welcome to Smyrna Beach, Florida, everybody. It's fine. Get in there. Get in that water.
Tobago?
Oh, okay. Snakes.
A British man.
Hello?
Seriously injured.
What bit me?
Is now aware of what's happening and able to communicate, his wife says.
Holy fucking shit. God damn.
He is in intensive care on the island's hospital.
Oh my God, it was a shark.
Where he is in stable condition.
Oh God, fuck these guys.
Peter Smith, 64, was on the Caribbean island with wife Joe and friends when he was attacked in Courland Bay by a shark.
God damn it.
Two of the friends stayed in the water to, quote, battle the shark, whatever that means.
After they got him out of the water, they went to fuck the shark up?
Her husband is in intensive care. He's now in stable condition. He suffered damage to his left arm and leg, puncture wounds to the abdomen. Oh, injuries to the right hand.
God damn.
Lost a lot of blood.
Ah, fuck these guys. What kind of shark was this thing?
A bull shark, estimated to be 8 to 10 feet long.
Jesus.
Holy fuck.
Is there anything, you know, in New Zealand, they had this issue where there were too many rabbits, right? So they...
Here we go.
This is what they did to combat the rabbits.
Right.
They put out...
But the rabbits were encroaching on their territory.
They put out these poison carrots.
We're encroaching on their territory.
I know. This guy should never have gotten in the water there in Tobago. Why don't you do something else at the time? They not have any museums you could visit in Tobago.
I think it's a wee island. It's in the Bahamas.
God, these everybody talks about these great whites. Like this, you know, there's nobody. It's always in the movies. It's a great white, but these bull sharks are responsible for so many fucking attacks. They fly under the radar.
Andy's going to be airlifted to Miami.
Hello. Wow.
I guess they want some real hospitaling. Hospitaling.
Yes.
Even though he's a Brit.
Right. You know, they have bull sharks there in Miami. Get in the water if you want to meet another one. These things are fast, too, these bull sharks. I saw a clip on a Facebook reel or whatever. And it's like they just come out of nowhere and chomp, 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 man.
Yeah. That is what they do.
Absolutely. Well, this guy, I mean, you know, what was this guy doing when he was swimming? He was swimming, obviously, and didn't see the shark coming. Chomp, chomp,
right,
chomp.
Right. They closed 7 beaches after.
After the attack?
After the attack, yeah.
A little late, huh? I mean, the shark is hungry. No, assholes, this is when you go swimming. The shark ate. Well, he didn't get him, right?
Well, he got him, but he didn't kill him.
Yeah, so it's actually a bad time to be in the water because now the shark is like, oh, God, that would have tasted so good. Is there another one out there? Maybe I can get another one of these dumb fucks. Not a British person, though. You think a shark is like, he's telling his friends, like, I got a tourist, but he's like, you didn't even get one of those Brits. I don't know. Who tastes the best, do you think?
I don't know. British have better food now. Like, you know, their food was always being shat upon.
You think with these...
But it's because of the melting pot that London has become.
But, maybe if they eat less fatty foods, they're better or something. I mean, over here, it's probably more about this guy uses a 2-in-1 conditioner. He tastes like shit. The exfoliant this person uses really puts me off. Imagine somebody that just rubs Lubriderm into their skin every day, and then the person that eats, the animal that eats him, is like, this is fucking disgusting. It's in their pores. Blech. You know, who knows?
Meanwhile,
into
Palm Beach, we have Scott.
Hello.
Who is a tagged 1,600-pound great white shark.
What do you mean he's tagged?
He's got a pinger on him.
We know where he is.
So every time he gets near the surface, we can find out where he's at.
Okay.
He was in Palm Bay.
Send the drone.
He was also... Oh, in February, he was in the Keys.
Goddamn, Scott. Scott's
previous
here.
Trips took him near Sarasota.
And he went to Smyrna Beach, probably see his friends.
Let's see. There's Mahone, who is a 13'7", 1,700-pound.
We're humanizing these are not humans.
Who's off of Cape Canaveral?
Shit, he's going after the shuttle.
You can go to the OCEARCH, OCEARCH site.
Okay.
And you can pick your favorite shark and find out where they are right now.
Why don't we have, when you go to the beach, there should be screens up and it's tracking all these sharks and let everybody know, Scott is out there, guys. The lifeguard should tell you. FYI, Scott's here. He's right out there. So please don't go in the water. You know?
And there has been a spike in fatalities.
No.
From shark bites.
Good news, I guess.
Just FYI.
Shit. And we know where they are, too. That's crazy. Why is that?
We don't know where they are. They're
in
the water.
You just told me where they are. They're pinged.
Well, those are the ones that are caught. This bull shark that got the guy, it was 10 feet. He didn't have a pinger on him.
Well, I mean, They'll get it right. We're gonna tag every shark.
Shit, man. I've got a bunch of stories here, but we only got a couple of minutes. Thanks to everybody that sends in animals stories. That seems to
Thank you so much.
One of the top things we get.
But you know, let me ask you something. You're in Tobago. Where is Tobago? Pacific?
In the Caribbean. Yeah. No, the Atlantic.
Oh, the Caribbean. That's right. I missed that. You're getting attacked by this shark. You're like, hello, this is, hey, it's not good. Don't like it. Whatever. Oh, it's hurting. At what point do you realize, is this a vacation ruining event? That sucks, man. It's like Scott attacked this motherfucker. This guy. He already paid for the vacation, too.
Queensland, Australia.
Oh, another shark attack. Or a snake shit. Fucking Queensland. God, what is it? I'm going to go with snake.
The health department and hospital staff people are pleading with bite victims.
Oh, my God.
Please stop bringing the snakes to the emergency department.
God damn it. I would fucking piss. I would say, assholes, what the fuck do you think?
Snake bite victims are endangering medical staff by bringing the reptiles with them to hospitals.
This
doctors.
Is unreasonable. This stops today.
In Queensland's Wide Bay region, doctors have come face to face with some of the world's most venomous snakes, captured by patients believing it will help with identification and treatment.
No. Let me explain to you something. What it won't help if your doctor that's going to save your fucking life gets bit by one of these things. You know what I mean?
Earlier this month, emergency staff at Bundaberg Hospital, 4 hours north of Brisbane, were handed a plastic food container
with
a small
Christ.
Eastern brown snake inside peering back at them, which is one of the most...
It in the incinerator. Burn it. You're bringing...
The hospital's director of emergency medicine is saying, we honestly don't want people interacting with snakes any more than they already have.
No. Listen, mister, you're not saying it right. Be clear. Don't bring the fucking snakes to the fucking hospital. Do you understand?
He said the Eastern Brown brought in earlier this month was not very well secured and was wriggling around trying to figure out how to get out.
Boy, crikey, he's in a Tupperware. Was he in a Tupperware?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a picture. The staff got a fright, he said.
I'd be so pissed.
And the serious consequence of that is it delays people's time to treatment.
If you bring that snake here, I'm not treating you. You can go fuck off.
If you try to go catch it. That's what, you know, they're like, if you try to go catch the fucking snake, you're going to delay the time.
It's going to be worse, though. It bit you. Now you're going, what more does nature have to tell you to show you? Leave me the fuck alone. I bit you and you might die from it. Now you're going to catch the snake.
Recently, a 47-year-old man died in Australia after being bitten by a suspected Eastern brown snake. They don't even know what it was.
Who cares? Shoot me up with the shit. I don't give a fuck.
There are about 3,000 suspected snake bites every year.
Every
in
hour.
Australia.
Every year. That's Jesus it. That's Christ. Low. I bet it's higher. Fact check that shit. And now they're bringing the snakes to the hospital. We are suffering. Dear Jesus, can you make people smarter? The idea is that, a hospital is a safe place. Let me bring a snake there. Oh, I
they could do one of those TV shows, some medical show about some idiot that shows up with the snake that bit him and it gets out. And then how the ER and the hospital are dealing with having a venomous snake flying around.
I mean, I'm anti-gun, but stories like this just make me think. It's like, I don't know. You have to kill that snake. If listen to me. The Hippocratic Oath says...
You'll still be able to identify it if you kill it.
Yes! Why are you keeping it alive? That's a good point. Damn. Don't fuck with snakes. When it bit you... However you got bit is however you got bit. It doesn't help to get the snake. Who needs to know this?
And really quick before we go...
You're not going to get it... Never mind. Boy, I'm glad you held that story.
Paleontologists
back.
In India, Ryan...
Hello!
...have unearthed fossil vertebrae...
Yes.
...from a snake that slithered around the subcontinent around 47 million years ago.
Yes, yes.
And grew as long as nearly 50 feet.
Wow, imagine the size of a Tupperware container. You need that and bring it to the doctor. Right. You shit bags. God damn it. I would refuse to treat you a permanent ban on healthcare facilities if you bring a brown steak into my hospital. Shit, man. Fuck you. God, what is that guy we used to play? Fuck you. Pow, 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 pow. That's bad news, man. The 50-foot snake. Please.
We need to get out of here.
Jesus Christ, man.
Play our outro music.
How long is it? 50 foot.
50 feet long. It was 47 million years ago.
Thank God.
Thanks for joining us. We'll be back probably not Friday, but maybe if there's good news,
yeah,
it will be some sort of show.
We have this love affair with snakes on it. I don't understand.
Definitely
it.
Monday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcast app at crabdiving.com. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link.
Right.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon. See what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, X, or RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on X or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great couple of days or whenever, everybody. We'll be back whenever. Why check our Twitter and shit.
Why didn't you bring the shark to the doctor?
Right.
Dumb.
Stop freaking
thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.